Right, I think we can get going then. So, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everyone. This is the ALAC Subcommittee on Finance and Budget call on the 24th of January 2013. The time is 17:01 UTC. Welcome, everybody. This is our first meeting in a long time, and certainly the first meeting of the year. So we'll start immediately. Let's do a roll call, and then I'll explain the how this call is going to take place and what we're going to discuss. Gisela?
Thank you, Olivier. Gisela for the transcript. Welcome to everyone. On today's call, we have Olivier Cresson-Leblanc, Alan Skews, Dev Anand-Tiluksing, Roberto Gaetano, Cheryl Langdon-Orr, Julia Moronet, Eduardo Diaz, Darlene Thompson, YJ Park. From staff, we have, apologies noted, from Wolf Ludwig, Holly Reich, and Sindra Suknanan. From staff, we have Heidi Ulrich, Sylvia Vivanco, and myself, Gisela Gruber. Fatimata Seyasila will be joining us in approximately 5 minutes. And if we could also please remind everyone to state their names when speaking for transcript purposes. Also, a transcript of this call will be available to everyone on the meeting wiki page within the next 48 hours. Thank you, Olivier. Over to you.
Thank you very much, Gisela. And have we missed anyone in the roll call by any chance? I see no one jumping up and down. So, okay. Well, welcome, everybody, to this first call, which is going to look at the new budget process. For those of you who are newcomers in this committee, this is a particularly important subcommittee of the, and it used to be called the ALAC, but I guess it is at large, since we do have non-ALAC people on this subcommittee. The importance of this subcommittee is very high because without any funding for our activities that we wish to do both in-house and also outside, so face-to-face activities or any projects that we might have, we need to get funded. And this subcommittee is the subcommittee that effectively manages to put together the paperwork and the demands and requests, both by channeling local requests from regional at large organizations, but also making its own requests in order to be able to obtain that budget. Without budget, we can't do anything. And you might have heard on many occasions in the past that there was no funding to do such and such a thing, and that's because the budget was never asked. The way that the budget works is by fiscal year or financial year, thus called FY. So we're now in FY14. FY14 will start on the 1st of July 2013. It is a little strange. We always look 1 year in advance. So at the moment, we are in FY13, which will end at the end of June 2013. The Finance and Budget Subcommittee interfaces with the Finance Department on one side, and that's Xavier Calvez and his crew, but also with the Committee on the Board, the Board Finance Committee, the BFC, which is chaired by Shireen Chalabi and is a part of the board that effectively does the same thing as we do, but they have to they actually do more since they're the ones that decide on whether things get funded or not. So we have this sort of those two parts of the world of ICANN that we need to interface with. And of course we need to interface in our own community with all of the people in the RALOs that will deal with the putting together of the financial requests. I guess that the better our job we do, the more requests we manage to actually have allocated and have funding for, which is great. This year we've managed to have a General Assembly to be done. So in this fiscal year we've managed to have a General Assembly for URALO, also General Assembly and face-to-face meeting for AP Rallo, and also one for NARALO. So it's been very, very positive. Although, let me just think. Ah, yeah, NARALO was this year as well, yeah. So it's been pretty good. We now have, of course, as every year, some changes over last year that the finance department have brought in. So the first thing I think which we will do in this call is for Tijani Benjema, who is the vice chair of this working group, this subcommittee, and who has been following very closely all of the finance department's changes to the process and to the way things will be done next year. So Tijani will be talking to us about that and will be presenting to us the presentation that was given just a few days ago by the finance department to the chairs of or the people in charge of finance and the different supporting organizations and advisory committees. And then afterwards, we will be speaking, then I'll be speaking a little bit more about our own special requests and the advisory committee requests that are made. And then afterwards, we'll do next steps and find out when we go ahead for our next call. If you have any questions, then just on the process, on today's call, then put your hand up. Otherwise, we can move forward with Tijani. Any questions, anything to add? So no hands up at the moment. So Tijani, I guess that the floor is yours, and you can go ahead with the presentation.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Olivier. As you know, as I have explained in one of the ALAC calls, the finance department have presented the process for the FY14 budget. And for this year, it has been changed a little bit because normally the finance department prepare a framework and then put it for the public comment, and according to those comments they prepare the budget itself and the operating plan. This year it will be different because as you know, the new management bring a new view of the operations of the activities, etc. And the finance department decided to make more or less transposition. They decided to prepare an FY13, which is already done, but portfolio according to the view of the new management, so that they will see how to prepare and how to plan FY14 according to this new view. And then they will go directly to the budget and operating plan development without going through the framework. We have here on the presentation, we have a table on which we have the process with the timeline. And unfortunately for the last call, I wasn't called before 20 minutes after the beginning of the conference, the teleconference. So I didn't reach the first part of it. And but I can tell you generally that the planning was, as I told you, it will be the FY13 portfolio preparation, and then review, and then they go to the FY14 budget development. And we can see it on the table here with the beginning and finish time. We have the first part, which is already finished. We are now in the second part, and the most important part that is interesting for us is the community request community special request or community additional request for budget. And this part I attended very well. So the innovation this year is that we will have a fast track community request treatment, because it was Alak who requested for that, because we have some activities that start around October, November. So if we will wait till the finalization of the budget, we cannot make decision on whether we will do or not, because we have commitment with other parties to implement those activities. And Xavier listened to us. He decided to find the solution, and he found that we can go through a fast track. So now we have two tracks, two ways to do it. If we have our activities happening very, very early in the FY14, so we need to go through the fast track. And in this case, we have to submit our request before 22 of March. But if it is not very urgent, we can go through the normal process, the normal track, and it will end on 19th of April. I find it very interesting, because before we were suffering of that. Olivier, you remember very well. And this is, I think this is a good thing from the finance department. They are listening to us. But there is a problem that they didn't listen to us on it, which was the multi-year activities. We spoke about that since FY12, and we repeated it in FY13, but they didn't propose it here in this process. Why I am speaking about the multi-year, because our summit is a multi-year activity. If we request 1 year a budget for the summit, it will be too much, and it will be probably not accepted. But if we propose it as a multi-year, we can foresee the summit, the date of the summit, and begin to plan it years before, so that the money will be accumulated and we will have the money at the right moment for the summit. But never mind, it wasn't implemented. So I will go directly to the community special request or community additional request, which is the most important thing for us. Okay, so we have here two tables. One for the process, if you want, FY14 community special budget request, step-by-step process, and it is very well detailed. I don't think that it needs any explanation. It's perfectly detailed, and I am ready to answer any question. I will not read it. If you want me to read it, I don't mind, but I don't think it is necessary. And the second table will be...
Tijani, if I can interrupt you.
So we have the dates, we have the responsibilities, the description, etc. So,
if I can interrupt you.
And we have also the template for this year. It is almost the same as last year template for the request. And we have also metrics for the community request. It is not really metrics. It is a sample of the last year, budget approved, and we have all the elements of the judgment, if you want, and we have also the evaluation sheet that we discussed last year, and it is the same.
It is not changed.
So, if you have any question, I am ready to answer it.
Tijani, I'm really sorry. It's Olivia here. We are not seeing the page that you are on, so we have no idea what page you were talking about. At least I don't have any page that's currently showing the introduction session guidelines. You should have brought us to the page you wanted, because at the moment, it's not helpful. Sorry.
Olivia, you also have the ability to move the slides.
I don't know what slide to move it to. That's the problem.
Oh, okay.
If I knew, I would be happy. I don't.
Olivier, there is the page that that Matt prepared and Heidi completed.
Oh, okay, this is Heidi.
Which you have all the links to all the documents that I am talking about.
Yeah, this is Heidi. That's the fiscal year 14 at large budget development process. Gisela, could you please post that? My AC room's frozen again. It's on the agenda, and I've put that into the chat as well, just up above. If you scroll up above in the chat, it's there.
If you want the link, I can put it on the chat.
Yeah, I've already put it on the chat.
Okay, moment.
I have put it in the chat. Can everyone see it? Can anyone hear me?
Okay, thank you.
Yes, Heidi, we can hear you.
We can hear you, but what I don't understand at the moment, you're showing budget development workspace, and then what?
Inside this workspace, there is links.
Go ahead, Tijani. So we have links to many different documents, and you're going to have to take us through them, please.
Exactly. So I will go back and tell you which one you have to click on. Moment. So we have someone which called FY14 Community Special Budget Request Step-by-Step Process.
I'm not seeing any of these on that page.
Okay, never mind.
Sorry.
Yes. I'm sorry. Moment. I don't know why you don't have it. This is one that was sent by Janice.
Johnny, this is Heidi. Was it an Excel? Was it a PowerPoint slide? I posted all of the documents that Janice sent, except a document that just had the email addresses of some people.
No. It's an Excel file.
Okay. Again, all of the ones that Janice sent, I am quite sure I put onto that fiscal year 14 workspace.
moment.
The link that Eduardo has sent on the chat works, and it opens the document that is now on the Adobe. So probably if we all click on that link, we will get it.
Yes, it is the first link in the workspace.
At large, sorry, Tijan, it's Gisela. At large, FY14 special budget request, which takes you to a wiki page that Ava set up.
This is Heidi. Gisela, that is a template page that the finance department has set up. So lower on that page are all the documents that Jen has sent. And there were two, in my memory, there were two Excel sheets.
Moment. It is FY14 SOACSG budget process version 1.
Correct.
Do you find it?
It is a table, right? This is one of those.
Yes. It's an Excel file.
Excel table. Yes. Okay. I found it.
Okay. So if you go through it, it is a step by step process for the additional request for the community. It is very well explained.
Jenny Gisela here. I have put it on the...
Yes, Gisela.
I've put it on the Adobe Connect.
Very well. Yes. Here it is.
So, Tijani, it's Olivia here. Could you please take us through this briefly?
Okay, very well. So we have the kickoff step. So I can finance team to publish the template. It is already published, and you have it. It is one of the links on the workspace, the template for the additional request. You can click on it, you will have the template. It's almost the same template of FY13.
I'm sorry, the
conference call is already done. Yes?
Go ahead, Eduardo.
Yes, can you tell me in the spreadsheet which line you are referring to, your line number?
In the spreadsheet, in the Excel file?
In the Excel file.
Okay, so it is the first step, which is FY14 SO and AC special budget kickoff submission window open, and you have the date here, and then you have the steps, the finance published the template, and then they sent an email to the ASO and SO and AC leaders. We had a conference call last week. This is the first part. The second part, the second step is the submission of the request. It has to be done by email to the controller at ICANN.org. So we have to fill in the template very carefully. We have to fill every field. and then we have to submit it before before 19th of April. But if we want to go through the fast track, we have to submit it before 22 of March. So then this is a step for the staff, for the ICANN finance. They will follow the controller mailbox and they will treat the requests. They will review for completeness. And then they will notify the requester with a complete application. Everything is with times, with the, when it will be done, etc.
Yanni, I have a question. This is Eduardo.
Yes, please.
How do we know we need to get into a fast track? I mean, what defines that? You know, what event or how we know that we have to go into the fast track?
Yes. Eduardo, if your project will start around October, November, you have to go through the fast track. It will start later. You may go through the normal path.
Thank you.
The first track is done to make it possible for people who have activity very early in the year to have their request addressed on time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. So, the next step is the fast track request. So it is only to explain the fast track submission, the deadline for the submission, and etc. etc. And then the step after is the regular track. So it is an explanation of the fast track and the regular track. And then the public comment, when it is published, when it is sent to the controller, they will review it, and they will tell you if it is not complete, if they have questions, and you will reply to complete your application. And since all this is done, the finance will do the evaluation. There will be an evaluation team and the finance staff, and they will make recommendation to the board, and they will publish the request for FY14 for public comment. And then the board will review that and will decide on it. This is the whole process, but it is well detailed. I am ready to answer any question you want. Is it clear, Olivier?
Thank you very much, Tijani. Yes, it is clear. I just noticed, though, that I think this document is... I'm not sure whether this has been unsynced. Is everybody being able to scroll through this document?
No, I gave them the link. I gave them the link, Olivier. They have the
yes,
Excel.
But not everyone, Tijani, is able to do the link. And we have also a presentation window on the Adobe Connect. And I noticed that you could also have the same. Yeah, everyone can scroll. Okay, that's fine. You all of that was actually available in the presentation, which we had on there to start with.
Exactly.
So any questions from anyone on the process at the moment? I think it's quite clear. I think what we need to think of are two things. We're not going to have just one round of SO and AC requests. It looks like we'll have two rounds, with anything that needs to be done for, that we have to bid for events that would take place in August, that would take place in July, which is a problem, or which was a problem, because sometimes it requires advance notice, then these will be going through a fast track. Anything that is for the second half of the year will go through the standard track. It's just a 50-50 effectively on all of the requests. But that does mean that we have to start the ball rolling pretty quickly if we want to have the fast-track request with an early implementation. If we have anything over the summer, we need to start the ball rolling as soon as possible, since we need to have had those requests done by the 22nd of March, which gives us 2 months exactly. Now, there was a question as to how the requests work for those of you who weren't here with us last year. So what we usually do is to ask our RALOs, to ask their ELSs to come up with proposals, and then the RALOs would put together the proposal and fill up the template, which is distributed and which we have on that FY page. And so they'd fill up the templates, then this committee would be, or in past years, has just passed on those requests over to the finance department in a sort of just packaged it up effectively and then passed it on. However, I do think that this year we need to exercise a little bit more restraint for several reasons. The first one being that many of our requests have been granted last year, and we need to, as the committee, we need to make sure that the requests are following the overall calendar that we had forwarded last year for requests sent for General Assemblies, for example, so that a RALO would not have a General Assembly or two meetings in succession where they would have a General Assembly. Because of the very fact that we have spoken to the Finance Department with regards to having a summit, and that's the other thing that I will touch on in a moment. So the fiscal year 14 budget requests would need to be to fall in line with the schedule that we had put together last year. So that's one thing. Any other questions? Eduardo?
Can we add that a link to that document, the one that you just mentioned, the schedule that was put out last year, just to have it as a reference? Thank you.
Yeah, sure.
The template?
In fact,
the template, yeah. We have the link to the template in the workspace.
We have a link to the roadmap?
No. He's speaking about the template, the request template.
No, I'm asking about the schedule that was put last year that Olivier just mentioned. This is his work.
So the schedule last year, I've just put in the chat. This is an older version which actually fits on the wiki page. But this was the original schedule that we had. Now, if you look at that schedule, we were looking at having FY13, so something going on in Toronto, then Asia-Pacific something going on, yes, and then the next, the African one, nothing going on, but Eurodig was also provided, so Euralo was provided $22,000 for Eurodig 13. You got that page. We're looking at FY13 at the moment. And therefore, what we were looking at then was FY14, and then FY15 and FY16, having the summit on FY16 with effectively 2 years, 14 and 15, without anything. However, there is a change now, because all of this scheduling was done in the past before the change of leadership at ICANN. So there is there's going to be a change with regards to that, and this is probably what I'll be speaking about myself a little bit later in this call. But just wanted to respond to your questions here, and for Tijan to be able to respond any questions regarding the process. Tijani, your hand is up.
Yes. No, it was a mistake. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions from anyone on the process itself? Eduardo, your hand is up again.
This is Eduardo. I just want to make a suggestion that the link that you put in the chat, that it gets added to the to the wiki, how you call it, the F14 budget development wiki. That's another serious thing.
Good point, Eduardo. And maybe it gets added. Maybe we can also say that it is obsolete, unfortunately, because of the change.
That's okay. That's something to look at.
So the reason why Tijani had mentioned a multi-year budget was because in the past we had been told that the sum which was evaluated for the summit was $700,000 or more, and this was seen to be excessive for a single year. So that's why we had provided the finance department with this calendar showing that we could actually spread that cost over several years.
Eduardo, you have a link in the workspace named At Large FY13 Budget Development Workspace, and there you will have normally the information you need.
Thank you, Eduardo.
Okay, I was going to ask Cheryl if she had any specific questions, since she has been part of many different budget cycles, and wondered whether she thought the process was vastly different from the past.
Am I unmuted?
No, you're not.
No, you are not muted. You are not.
Excellent. Okay. my concern is, look, the timing is obviously different, but the process is something that we certainly have run through before. The issue is getting the RALO's feedback and requests in a timely manner, and I haven't certainly seen anything in much in this way in the list, so... my only concern is that we make it very, very clear with this new fast-track capability that very careful choices are made by the regions, and that the regions consider... I mean, for example, I'm thinking, as we've done before with requests within the Asia-Pacific region, when we have our regional... IGF. Now that tends to run, and my Jay can give you the specific dates, but certainly at a time which would mean any such consideration for some sort of travel support for anyone to attend and be part of an outreach in a community into that area, possibly even with a sort of a wider ICANN team, would have to be done in a fast track, and that's very new. So that's the only thing that flares up to me at the moment.
Okay, thank you very much, Cheryl. I think that the way we will have to market this over to our railroads is if they're basically given two deadlines. If their request is for an activity that will be before October 2014, they need to have a deadline well before April the 19th. So we will have to set a date by which we want that deadline to be. And for any requests that are after that, we could provide a second deadline. That will also allow us more time. Instead of having 10 requests to deal with simultaneously by a short deadline, we will have a little more time to treat the second part of the request, the non-fast-track request. a little time. I know time flies very quickly anyway, but this is the sort of way that I see it.
Now I read my
hand.
Yes, thank you. First of all, for those who have activities before November, have to apply on the fast track. Second point, as you said, Olivier, we are planning to have a summit this year, FY14, and we need to be very careful. We need to be, reasonable, if you want. We cannot ask for $700,000. And at the same time ask for a lot of activities for at large. So I think that we have to do a call for all the secretaries, if you want, for the regional leadership, and to explain them the problematic, so that people will apply reasonably for an additional request, for an additional funding. Thank you.
That's a good point, Tijani. It's Olivia for the transcript. The summit request, which you've mentioned, actually, is one which I haven't shared yet. So here's the state of play at the moment. As you will have seen from that page, which I said, you know, the events roadmap workspace, we were going to push for a summit to take place on FY16. However, several factors, including the change in leadership, including the fact that we have had the World Conference on International Telecommunications pass by just now, putting a spotlight on the multi-stakeholder model and on the work of ICANN and the work of all the multi-stakeholder systems at the moment, there is a chance that we might be able to push this summit closer. Closer, as in this fiscal year, in FY14. So we would then be, and I have already worked, and Tijani has worked, a number of us have worked with staff to try and get a better picture, a better idea of how, when, how much, where, and it looks as though the possibility would be to hold the summit for a pretty sizable sum. I think it's about $750,000 or so in London during the London meeting, which is the third meeting of the year that would take place. I believe, is it in October or November? So this is why Tijani mentioned that if we are going to ask for a summit, which is $700,000 and more, then we would really have to be a lot tighter on the other requests that we would ask, because one has to really think quite carefully about the optics of at large monopolizing the ICANN budget. Now, that said, there is the budget for outreach and the budget for all sorts of things. The way that budgets have worked so far, it all comes into ESO and AC budget requests. And, of course, every supporting organization, every advisory committee, everyone in ICANN looks at what the neighbor is getting. And if our neighbors are seeing that we're getting a lot plus more, we have to be quite careful about that. Tijani, you put your hand up.
Yes, thank you. Olivier, another reason for not asking for several activities for the next fiscal year is that if we have the summit, we will have the chance to have all the ALS's representatives present in London. And in this case, we will do general assemblies for all RALOs. Each RALO can do its own general assembly. We will have the chance also perhaps to do capacity building for any RALO or for perhaps the whole RALOs early in the morning. So we have all the possibilities to make all the activities that we are always requesting money for it. I think that it is a very good opportunity to have the summit, so we need to be reasonable. Thank you.
Thank you, Tijan. Yeah, that's absolutely correct. Now, that said, there is also a concern that I do have, which is that, for example, we had some activities which took place outside the ICANN wall, such as, for example, the funding of some people to go to the IGF and of some workshops to be done at IGF. I think that this engagement of the community with the overall internet community outside the walls of ICANN was also very positive indeed. And I would be concerned if we were to nix all of the requests for workshops at IGF, which I think might be some of the main requests that will come over to us for the next IGF that will take place in Indonesia. I'd be worried if we were to nix all of those requests and put all of our eggs into the basket of the summit. I wonder what the feeling is here about this. Tijani?
Yes, I have another view, Olivier. I think that for the next IGF, we need to convince the ICANN management that the participation of ICANN should be programmed as a whole. And inside this participation, we will include our workshops. This is the best way, because the experience of Baku was very, people were convinced that it was a very positive action. And it wasn't well prepared in advance. It wasn't well coordinated. And for the next IGF, I think that we have to coordinate it very well, and we have to do it as a whole activity of ICANN. It is the participation of ICANN in the IGF, and in this participation there is the management, there is the staff, and there is also the community.
Okay, thank you, Tijani. Fatimata, welcome.
My line was muted. That's for some. Hello, everybody.
Hello,
Olivier. I don't understand why it should be a problem to ask for support to attend IGF, to organize something at IGF, and why do we have to link it to the summit? Was that what you were saying? For me, the IGF is something important for ICANN, and I thought that we already won that battle, or do we have to, or am I wrong thinking that we already won that battle? As we are all now, I mean, we know that now with the new CEO, there is a lot more importance given to the IGF than before. And for me, we should still keep on requesting for support to organize something with IGF.
Yes, thank you, Fatimata. My question was specifically about this. And you say that we have already won that battle. I am not quite sure yet whether we have or we have not. I don't know whether you have been given any feedback that what has happened in Baku this year will be repeated, whether you have a guarantee that it will be repeated next year and in successive years. I do know that there was the activities that happened this year were very positive, and I know that we also have a positive ear in the ear of the CEO and in the ear of, I would think, the Global Partnerships Vice President, Sally Costerton, whom I have met in London a couple of weeks ago. So that's one thing, but until we actually have it in our hand that we will be funded in the future for something such as what's happened at IGF this year, I don't think that we can take that for granted. Similarly speaking, I don't think that we can take the summit for granted either. to that extent, I am working at the moment with Sébastien Bachelet, who is the chair of the Public Participation Committee as well, and Sally Costerton, and I know that Heidi is going to meet with them in at the end of this month in Los Angeles so as to discuss the process forward to be able to ask for this amount and basically prepare the budget for this and have this approved. I know that we have, I would probably say, a majority of the board, because ultimately it is the board that will have to approve this, the majority of the board will approve that. Yet I am still concerned about the size of the sum itself, the budget itself. I don't know, we haven't heard yet from the finance department whether the ICANN budget will grow in this department and by how much the ICANN budget will grow in this department. Unless I've missed that, Tijani, if you correct me if I'm wrong. But so since we don't know the overall envelope at the end, the only thing that we do know is that the financing for this activity, so for the summit, would probably be shown as a separate entity, as a special project, but it would still appear in the overall budget when the overall budget goes for comment, in the public comment, and it could be shut down by the public comment if there is overwhelming opposition to it. And as you all know, and I can, nothing is in your hand until you actually have it in your hand. And sometimes things defy logic altogether. So that's the current position. Now, I would be delighted if we could both have the summit agreed plus have agreement on some other projects such as the IGF. I would be disappointed if we had to choose between one and the other. Just in the same way as I was disappointed in the past when we were told you can either have a local summit but not have any regional representatives join at the normal ICANN meeting and just have an ICANN meeting with the ALAC members and no one else. When we were given tough choices where you effectively have the arms but not the legs or the legs but not the arms. Terrible. So this is where we are today. And Tijani, you put your hand up.
Yes. Thank you, Olivier. I don't know if we can have now a formal request for the next IGF. If we can propose that the participation of the ICANN will be organized as a whole with the community inside, with our workshops inside, so that we will not put them inside the community request. Another an answer to your question, the overall envelope for the community request is 500 as last year, but they said 500,000. But they said that it can be augmented if necessary. So you know the average. For the whole community, it's not for us, it's for the whole community.
But Tijani, it's Olivier here, since this is the official line at the moment, but the request for the summit would come from an additional envelope. It would not come from this specific 500,000 envelope, which is the standard for the time being. What's on the table at the
exactly.
moment, the discussion that is on the table at the moment is to have a special projects envelope that would be submitted, that would be allocated to the summit. And it might well be that the summit is not only a summit
and
of
Olivier,
that large structures, but it might be actually a summit that takes another part with maybe other members of the community in other ACs and other SOs. It's still very much a big question mark at the moment, and it will be discussed at the end of the month in Los Angeles. Tijani, yes, you're about to continue?
Yes, yes. That's why I said that we need to have a formal action now to have the temperature, because if the management thinks that it is possible to organize our workshops inside the participation of ICANN out of the community request, and if we have the temperature of the possibility to organize the summit, we will be better informed about our requests, about what we need to put in our requests this year.
Okay, so Tijani, thank you. It's Olivier for the transcript. What I suggest then is that we task Heidi to take the temperature when that meeting takes place at the end of the month. Because at the moment, the temperature is unknown since there has been no question. There's been no discussion about this. So I would suggest that the temperature would have to be taken at the end of the month once these meetings have taken place over in Los Angeles. Is that working? Is that workable?
I think so.
I have a question. So, Eduardo, please go ahead.
I'm concerned that you have that we might, you know, other organizations look at this huge budget that we may request. Is this something that you have talked to other people about, or is your personal feeling? I'm just curious.
I didn't hear the question so well that the last part of the question was mumbled.
My question is you know, the things that you said about that other organizations within ICANN, you know, if we request this amount of money for the summit, the feeling that you just mentioned before about other organizations looking at us as, you know, us requesting this such amount of money. Is something based on your personal experience, or you have to talk about other people about this? I'm just curious a bit, because, you know, if you have chat about this with other people, we have a different perspective that it comes from your personal experience. That's what I want to say. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Eduardo. It's Olivia for the transcript. Yes, the feedback that was received on last year's request came into, let's say it was informal, and it came from discussions when meeting with other SO and AC chairs, with the sentence being said, oh, well, at large really knows how to spend our money. And you just have to look at the SO and AC request and you'll find out at large is the best part of ICANN to spend money. That's what they know doing best. Now, that was a joke, but at the same time, it is something that is being said, you know, as a typical joke on ALAC and on At Large. And it's all part of the same saying that some are pushing, which is the registrars and registries are bringing in the money and everyone else is spending it. It's certainly Not a great sense of humor. Well,
okay. I understand that.
But you note that, you know, there is no smoke without fire. And yes, we have been accused of spending and not bringing any money in. There's even been some question marks as to why we are the only part of ICANN that has this beautiful ICANN-funded dancing and singing and food and so on when we speak about our showcases. And I've had to explain to those people asking questions that this money actually came directly from sponsors and that the money from sponsors was used for that, not money that ICANN was paying for. But this is how petty the questions come and how granular people get with regards to funding, because they always have this feeling that if you're getting the funding, it's because they didn't get the funding themselves.
Well, it's funny the way they think, because, you know, the registrar is bringing money to the ICANN, but, you know, we as users are the ones that bring that money. So, you know, it's like Roberto says, in a circle. Anyhow.
I think it's been now 12 years since this debate has gone on, and it probably will last another 12 years or more.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for your answer, Brian.
It's okay, Eduardo. Thank you. So we've reached the end of this hour. This call is only an hour long, I believe, if I have it correctly. Now, that's correct, yeah. So now we have to really look at the next steps. So I think that this call really was meant to bring you all up to date as to what the process is and how we're moving forward. The first thing that we really need to do is for us to study the actual templates that have been shared with us. There's one thing which Tijani did not touch on. There is the workspace which we have created under our own flag, the at-large FY14 budget development workspace. There is also then another workspace, which is the at-large events. No, it's not this one, sorry. It is the, here we go, the at-large FY14 special budget request. That is the workspace. If I can put this in here. So the special budget request is a workspace that is under the finance department. And this is where we will have to put our budget request there. What I suggest is that we use our own workspace as a sandbox where we build all of our requests, and that only when our requests are ready, we then pass on these requests and put them into the actual finance and budget space. Tijani?
Yes, thank you, Olivier. All the requests should be sent to the controller and not put on the wiki. They will put it on the wiki later when they will check the completeness, when we will complete, if it is not completed, etc. Thank you.
Ah, okay. So, Tijani, so I'm sorry, I did misunderstand that since I was not on the call for as long as you were. So the workspace, which is run by finance, will actually hold our requests, but it's finance that will put the requests on there. Is that correct, Tijani?
Any request should be sent to the email. Yes, any request should be sent to the email put on the table I showed. It is controller@icann.org.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. It's Olivier for the transcript. So now this is clear. So we have our own sandbox, and what we will do then is to, I think we have to familiarize ourselves, all of us on this committee, familiarize ourselves during the next week or so on all of the different paperwork that is there, the template in particular, and then launch the request cycle with our RALOs as soon as possible. Perhaps, and this is a suggestion, and I'd like to obtain the temperature of the room here. Should we have a call, should we table a call with our RALO leaders? Because I gather that it's the RALO leaders that will build their regions' requests. I see a yes from Dev, a yes from Eduardo, a yes from Roberto, yes, from Alan Skuse. And Tijani, you have your hand up.
Yes, and yes from me, but I want to say that this is the first step. We need to make this call as soon as possible, but not before the meeting of Los Angeles between Sebastian, Heidi, and Sally. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, so in which case, Alan Skuse, you also have your hand up?
No.
Okay.
No.
I see Eduardo has put his hand up.
Yes, I have a question. This is Eduardo. And this question goes to Gianni. Why do you want to wait until this meeting in Los Angeles happened? Why we cannot start sending this information across and educate all the rallies? So whenever we're ready to start requesting information, at least they know what we are doing. Thank you.
Thank you, Eduardo. Tejani?
Yes. I am asking for this call because as we explained, as Olivier explained, perhaps we will have a possibility to hold a summit. And inside the summit, a lot of our activities that we always ask for funding for them can be done during the summit. So we don't have to make requests for something that we will have without making the request. Second point, if we have a good temperature about the summit, we have to tell all the rallos that we need to be very reasonable and not ask for a lot of things while we'll have to pay $700,000 for the summit. Thank you.
Thank you, Tejani. Next is Dev and Anthony Singh. Dev?
You're saying Dev or Ed?
Dave. And I can't hear Dave, I'm afraid. While we try and configure Dave's microphone, which I can't hear, Eduardo?
I understand the call that was suggested by you, Olivier, was just to bring up all the leaders of the rallos to the point that they understand this process, not really start requesting the information. And I think that's what Tijani is coming from when he's suggesting to do this meeting after one in Los Angeles.
Yes, thank you, Eduardo. It's Olivia for the transcript. Well, if we look at tabling a call, we could have a call either sometime next week, next week is when the meetings take place, or the week after, the week starting the 4th of February. Does it matter if we have a call on, say, the 31st of January or the 4th of February? Does it make a big difference? The thing is, if we have more information after the meeting that takes place in Los Angeles, we would be able to share this information with the SO and AC chairs, with the RALO chairs as well, whilst otherwise we would have to leave that information off and then tell them more afterwards, either by email or by having a second call with them.
Okay, I agree with you.
Thank you, Eduardo. And Heidi has mentioned that the PPC meeting, Public Participation Committee meeting, is on the 31st, she believes. So we can have the week of the 4th, maybe early on in the week of the 4th of February, we could table that call with the RALO chairs or RALO leaderships. And Dave, you wanted to speak earlier?
Okay, I hope you're hearing me now.
We can hear you now.
Are you hearing me?
Go ahead. Yes.
Okay, thank you. Great. Just a follow-up from what Eduardo and Tijani said. The budget request from the RALOs could have a proviso that if the summit is approved, then this budget request could be withdrawn. So, we cater for both scenarios. So the instruction out to the RALOs will be that, look, submit your work on your budget requests, submit them with the assumption that the summit will not be approved. But if it is approved, then you should have in that budget request that proviso that if a summit is approved, then this budget request can be withdrawn. That's it.
Thank you, Dave. Tejani?
Yes, thank you. Tijani speaking. As you know, we have till 22 of March to submit a fast-track application, a fast-track request. So we are not in a hurry. And if we can have information, it is better to submit request when it is needed. And it is better to show, wisdom, so that people will be more comfortable in approving our request for the summit. So I do think that we need first, before submitting, before sending any email to the controller, to coordinate with ALAC. And with the call we are scheduling now, we may be able to give the right information. If not, we will explain the procedure. We will tell them to prepare their requests, but not send them till we have better information. If we don't have the good information before March 20, well, we can send our requests. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Tijani, and it's Olivier for the transcript. Just for the record, I think you mentioned you were meaning have a call with the RALO leaderships, not with ALAC, with the RALO leaderships is the call that we need. I think there would be RALO.
RALO leadership, yes.
Okay, I think that's it for this call. I don't wish to keep you all over time. We have a plan for the next steps and the next call. There is an AI which is missing there, and at the moment there is an AI which is on the list, which is not an AI. AI, all ACSO requests have been sent to the ICANN controller. ICANN Finance will then place them on the special budget request wiki page. I don't think that's an action item. That's part of the, thank you. But that could be part of the minutes. On the other hand, an action item is for Heidi to come back to us with an update on the summit and on the process once this meeting has taken place in Los Angeles. Tijani?
Yes, Olivier. Can we add another action item about trying to discuss with the management of ICANN about the next IGF participation, so that we will see, we will know if we have to apply inside this slot of additional requests for participation in the IGF, or if our participation will be included in the ICANN participation as a whole. Thank you.
Thank you, Tijani. That's a very good point. And I think that's something which can be batched also when Heidi speaks to Sebastian and staff. These two issues are linked as well. Okay. So thank you very much. Tijani Osiel, could you please restate that AI? The AI is for Heidi Orich to, when she speaks to Sebastian and staff on the Atlas, to also find out what the status is with regards to IGF requests. This year, the requests which were made, this year, the requests which were made by our RALOs ended up in a big batch of funding for IGF activities, and that actually included also board members and other activities taking place. Next year, will it be the same thing? Will it be different? Does at-large have to submit specific SO and AC requests to be present at IGF? That's all. Then we will be able to pass all of that information over to our RALO chairs when we have our call with them. Tijani, quickly, I'd like to finish this call.
Yes, quickly. If we can introduce to them, to the management, the idea of the whole participation of ICANN, including the community. I think this is a very good thing if we can make them accept it. Because it will be a budget for the IGF. It's not a budget for the community. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Tijani. It's Olivier for the transcript. And as far as I understand, the discussions that will take place in Los Angeles are precisely going to be about some budgets for all of ICANN, for the whole community, and a new strategy with regards to outreach, with regards to getting everyone involved. I know very little about them at the moment. I only have seen a few snapshots of it. But I'm sure at the moment Sally's department is working very hard, and we will soon have more information on this, and Heidi will be able to relay that over to us. And with this, I'd like to end this call. I thank you all for having joined. I hope it has provided you with more understanding of the process now, especially our newcomers. And I understand that some of you will actually be the relay to your RALO. So it might be that when we have our next call with the RALO leaders, you will have been able to prep them in advance of the call. I see Heidi frantically typing on the chat. Could you please, you could ask your question now, Heidi?
Yeah, sorry, just a couple of ideas. Just if you could confirm those two action items, and my frantic typing is just actually, should each member of the FBSC also mention the plans and the way forward to on each of their monthly RALO calls?
Cheryl here, Heidi. That'll work great if the monthly calls are at the beginning of the month, but if, like AP RALO, they're at the end of the month, it's too little, too late.
No, Cheryl, sorry. I meant just, you know, as the process goes forward, should each of the RALOs item on their agenda? So,
For normal ongoing agenda, absolutely, I agree with you there.
Okay.
And just
thanks.
While I've got the microphone, Heidi, in answer to your AI question of the RALO leaders in the week of the 4th of February, just a few more words there. It's RALO leaders and or their delegates in charge of budget requests and planning activities, because some RALOs actually have subcommittees that do that work.
Yes, there's people who will build the RALO request,
some of whom,
Olivia here, some of whom are actually on this call at the moment.
That is also very true. If you send to a new RALO leader, or perhaps an invitation to a RALO leader, you may end up with someone who says, right, my people will have to find out about that, and you've lost the time.
Absolutely. Okay, Roberto is still typing, and as soon as I see, can we say RALO chairs plus people invited by them? Yes, we can say that. Oh. Right, well, thank you very much to all of you. It's been, I think, a good call. I hope it has been. If you have any additional questions, don't hesitate to email on the mailing list that we have, of course, or email me if you want, or email Tijani or staff. What's important is that we're now aware of what the process is. We have a plan to move forward, and we will be able to get the ball rolling as soon as possible with our RALOs, and also you are aware that the ball is already rolling with regards to the summit. So now that we're in sync, I thank you all for this call, and this call is therefore adjourned. Bye-bye.
Bye,
thanks,
all.
Everyone. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Olivier. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, everyone. The meeting has been adjourned and the audio will now be disconnected. Thank you very much.